Well, the first thing I remembered about the military life was all the yelling and screaming. I think the most hardest part was the waking up early in the morning and the exercising in the morning. The sergeant will yell at you, tell you to get up. They will bang. They will turn on the lights. And then you have to get ready as fast as you can. And then for you to do your exercises in the morning. I think we had to wake up at 5:30 in the morning. Usually sometimes there's earlier ones. And then sometimes there's what we call guard duty, where you're up at certain times of the night where you have to do guard duty. But that's why I didn't like. Also, one of the hardest part was what we call the gas chamber. That's where the military tells us to get used to wearing a gas mask. For you to get used to it, is they will put you in this room, airtight, and they'll put some tear gas in it. And of course, if there's tear gas in it, we have to wear our gas mask inside. We don't smell or inhale the tear gas. So they'll build confidence in that by telling us to do jumping jacks or do push-ups. You can tell the tear gas hurts because it irritates our neck and irritates our hands. But eventually at the end, when we do all our push-ups and sit-ups, they'll make us take off our gas mask. And then from there, we get to inhale some part of that tear gas. You can feel the irritation on your neck because the gas mask only covers your face. It's like burning sensation around your exposed skin. When we were stationed in Korea, me and my friends, and during the winter, what we used to do is actually wake up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, especially when it's snowing. All of us will wake up early in the morning with shovels in our hand and we'll go to one of our friends' place. And what we would do is actually grab snow and we'll block him inside his house. We'll cover his doors, his windows, any which way that he could get out. And then when he wakes up, he will just see all the snow packed in his area. There was this one time when we were in a shooting range. So we had to wear all our equipment on, helmet, LBV, weapon, and everything else you need, and body armor. So at that point in the shooting range, I had to go to the bathroom. There's no actual bathroom there, but they did have a porta potty. So I went to the porta potty. Of course, it's a tight area and I had all this equipment with me. So I had to take off everything in the porta potty. But then all of a sudden there was a helicopter that was passing by, or actually landing. I guess the aircraft was close enough that it created a backwash. It's rattling the porta potty I was in. My porta potty was shaking and felt like it was going to blow off while I was still inside. So I did not like that experience.